I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Suspicious. That's how many key lawmakers on Capitol Hill are feeling about the new agreement with Iran. Already there's talk on both sides of the aisle about passing new and more stringent economic sanctions against Iran. That's the opposite of what the accord announced yesterday calls for. It eases U.S. and European sanctions as long as Iran curbs its uranium enrichment program and allows inspectors access to it. Iranians reacted to the accord with cheers and celebrations, and that's what we want to focus on right now. The World's Shirin Jafari is in the studio with me. And Shirin, I really want you to take us inside Iran to find out what reaction has been there to this deal. First of all, how have media reacted?
Marco, you just need to look at the newspapers, the headlines, the images, just to see how much optimism was going on in Iran over the weekend. One of my friends told me that she just opened the day's paper and just smiled by seeing the headlines. Just to give you some examples, historic day in Geneva, one of them read, or thank you, smiling diplomat, the other one said. They're just running with the headline saying that this is a great deal for Iran. This is a great day. This is a historic day. And they're happy.
So that's the media. What about the residents of, say, Tehran? What are you hearing from them?
From the residents, some of the people I talked to, they were saying people were handing sweets out on the street, which is always a sign of optimism and happiness in Tehran. One reporter in Tehran talked to a bus driver. He said that before this deal, he would see every day sad, gloomy faces, people talking about the economy, complaining about how bad the situation is. But he was hopeful that from this deal, we're going to see a more happy, sort of smiling faces every day. And he said he's happy about that. He's very happy that he's not going to see sad, complaining faces.
So will that bus driver get his wish? Will people start smiling? Will passengers start smiling when they get on the bus because of this deal?
Well, it depends who you talk to. For example, there are those who are very optimistic, and we're going to hear from one. So he's saying that he's very optimistic. He's going to, he's hopeful that things will get back to everyday normal situation as it was a few years ago. And he's hopeful that this is going to play out very well. But then there are those who say, wait a minute, we have to be cautious. We have to see how much of the sanctions are going to be lifted. So he's saying that we'll have to wait and see. We don't have to rush to any conclusions yet. We have to see how much sanctions we're going to get.
So Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, he was right in the spotlight when this deal was inked on Saturday. Is he seen in Iran as a hero or someone who's making deals with a traditional enemy?
He's seen as a hero. In fact, when he arrived at the airport, there was a group of Iranians waiting to greet him. They had posters of his image. They had the Iranian flag. They also had posters of the president, Hassan Rouhani, who was elected a few months ago. He's also been thanked by the supreme leader in a letter. So generally, he's been seen as a hero.
So things pretty optimistic in Iran right now. Free candy, which is celebration Iran style these days. But do you think perhaps, Shirin, that people in Iran might be celebrating a little too early?
I do, Marco. I think that some people are rushing into conclusion, feeling and thinking that all of a sudden from tomorrow, everything is going to change and all the sanctions are going to be lifted, which is not totally the case. Some of the sanctions are going to be eased, but this doesn't mean that everything is going to change.
The World's Shirin Jafari. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.